pitch of what your book's about in a tweet, like, because we're people of the internet.
That's 140 characters, but we're not counting, so just...
How many emojis can I use?
As many as you, 140 worth of emojis. But you have to act them out.
Shit. Should you just go...
Let's make this picture like a scared face the whole time. No, yeah, it's the monkey.
No, like, I really love this book! Can we just go down the line?
I feel like we're already off track. How about that? Hi guys, I'm Marissa Meyer. I'm the author of The Lunar Chronicles, and my new standalone novel, Heartless, is coming out next year. Oh, that's way more than 140 characters. I forgot that this was Heartless is a prequel to Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, telling the untold story of the Queen of Hearts.
I'm Emma Mills, blushy face. My new novel, This Adventure Ends, is a YA contemporary about a quest for a missing painting.
I'm Caleb Rarick. My novel is Last Seen Leaving. It's about a boy with a secret, and as he is trying to figure out what happened to his missing girlfriend, he learns secrets about her and has to face the truth about himself. RuPaul's Drag Race gift at the bottom.
That's a good one.
But which gift?
Pick your favorite. I mean, all of them could apply here.
I'm Anna Banks. Wine glass emoji, I
guess.
And I wrote this book called Nemesis. It's about a runaway princess who has the power to either save the world or destroy it.
Bum, bum.
I'll go with option B.
Dark. Speaking of Twitter, you guys might have seen we did a Twitter chat last week, the Mash Fierce Reads chat, and in the midst of talking about books and writing and YA, Hogwarts houses were brought up. So I think that everybody here would love to know everyone's house affiliation.
And I have a public disclaimer, this is a safe space, no wrong answer.
Yes. We
this
will
not
the house
cup.
Shame,
we're
it's
good.
Not the house cup. You can also mention Ilvermorny houses and Patronuses, those are very important. We have a very proud Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw here.
Yes, my Patronus is an otter.
Mine's a basset hound.
Ravenclaw. Woo! Yeah! And my Patronus is the Fancy Feast cat.
Yes. I feed my cat Fancy Feast. I feel like we're connected back.
My Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Airbud. And when I took the quiz, it said fox. But I don't
Me
feel
too.
Like I need to... Okay, good.
That's right. Fox Patronus.
They're very cute. Yeah, you know.
And fierce in their own little way.
I see what you did there.
It's on brand.
Not my first time at the rodeo.
Griffleclaw, is that?
We will allow hybrid houses.
I've never actually done the test. So.
It's what's in your heart. It's what's in your heart.
Okay, well then,
the
International House of Pancakes. And my Patronus is the wine glass emoji.
I'm Hufflepuff, and
we can add that.
Thank you for that. Mine was the mermaid.
Oh, that's
yeah.
One of the rare ones.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
It knew you're from Florida.
And I wrote about mermaids, so
it,
I don't know.
Something...
I didn't throw the test, so I don't know what happened.
No, it knew, you could sense it. Poseidon just did it. Yeah. Yeah.
But enough about other people's books. Let's talk about your books. You all have new books. So I guess, in general, can you talk about like what inspired you to write and what drew you to YA in general? It's a big question. Also, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah. And you have to answer now. Meaning of life or the other one.
Okay, I'm sorry, what inspired us to write or what?
Ruined the meaning of life.
It's a hybrid question. So what inspired you to write, I guess, these books, and then what drew you to YA in general?
Well, I can answer, first is talking about Heartless and kind of what inspired me to write Heartless specifically, is that I am a huge fan of Gregory Maguire, and specifically Wicked, although I think all of his books are fabulous. But I really admired the way that he was able to take this villain, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West that we all know from childhood and despised, and you just know that she is this wicked, horrible, evil person.